Today's daf in Masechet Shavuot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed, and we start the wonderful new perek, a whole brand new odyssey into Shavuot that we haven't discussed very much yet, and that is Shavuot HaEdut. So you remember, the Torah actually says that in the case the person is an aid v'yada and so on, that if he refuses, What was his techeta? Nefesh ki techeta v'shama kol alav hu eid o ra'ah o yada im lo yagid v'nasa avono. And then it says, at the end, the chiyuv of the carbon oil of yard. Exactly the same chiyuv that we've been talking about in Shavuos Bitui all along. So that is what's known as the Shavuot HaEdut. So as we saw, we just quoted this Mishnah yesterday, Shavuot HaEdut noheget b'anashim v'lo b'nashim, since it's only chal in a case where someone, the who aid, means he has to actually be an aid, and he actually needed to be able to appear in front of the Beis Din. So since normally nashim are not able to be me'idot, therefore, we say it's talking about men and not women. Now, it's not so pashut, because there are cases, remember, where we accept the edus of an isha. Remember, she's able to be made, let's say, specifically in the dinim of a saita, that she saw them actually sleeping together. She can be meida that when she went overseas with her husband. So she's meida that her husband died and so on. But the point is, she's not considered to be edus in that case. It's considered to be proof, but not edus. We wouldn't call her, therefore, a ru'ila ha'id. And it's only someone who's not related, berachokim, v'lo bekrovim, and it has to be people who are kosher for testimony. Let's say the person is a Russia. He's not royal ha'id. And it's eina noeges ela beru'uyin la'id. And as we said yesterday, it was going to come out that there may be people who are perfectly kosher, but nonetheless, they're not supposed to appear in Beis Din, such as a melech, and therefore he cannot be chayv for the Shavuot HaEdut, because we wouldn't have allowed him to be made anyway. Bifnei Beit Din, b'shelo bifnei Beit Din, if he made that shvua on his own, bipi atzmo, then even if he was outside of the Beis Din, and he says, I swear I don't know anything about it. I don't know what you're talking about. Or, as we saw, if he says amen to the other person, which is the same as saying that we were just medayik yesterday, as Shmuel was medayik in the Mishnah, so then he would be chayev either way. But in the event that someone else made the shvua, meaning that the Beis Din made the shvua, and there was no attempt on his part to make the shvua, ein chayavin ad sheyichbru ben the Beit Din. Over there, they can say, after the Beis Din says the shvua, because remember that not only does it say over there v'ued, it says v'shama'a kol Allah. Later on, we're going to understand that v'shama'a kol Allah means that he was shomea the Beis Din's kol Allah. He didn't say amen. He said, but I don't know any testimony. So there you would be chayev because you were shomea the kol Allah mipi Beis Din, but that's only achich brugam b'Beit Din. You would have to be dafka according to, if you're talking about mipi achem, you would have to be in Beis Din. Whereas the chachomim say, doesn't matter. You're never chayev. Bein mipi atzmo, bein mipi achirim. You're only going to be chayev in the event that it was done in front of Beis Din. We'll see later on in the Gemara what the basis is in the pasuk halib de chachomim. V'chayavin al zedon hashvua v'al shigigata im zedon ha'edut. Now, what would this mean? You're chayev, einan chayavin al shigigata. If, in fact, you made that statement in front of the Beis Din after hearing the kol Allah, or you made a shvua, and you really thought that you don't know anything about it, that it completely flown out of your mind. Now, maybe a couple weeks later, all of a sudden it starts coming back and you remember. So then you would not be chayev, because that's not called an actual being over on the Shvuah, as we said before. And that means that it's considered to be an onus in the Shvuah, which is a bit of a problem, because the idea that what seems to be, from the way Rashi is explaining it, is that they really didn't remember. And if they really didn't remember, we said before that Rav told his Talmidim, no, no, you were right. You swore that this is what I said, meaning this is what I heard you say. So then the Edom over here should be the same thing. That's not called a Shigaga. That's called an Onis, we said before. So why does Rashi say that they didn't remember? Okay, so there's different approaches to what in the world Rashi could mean. The simple approach to Rashi is the Ran's approach, which is that Rashi is talking about not that they mamish didn't know, they couldn't remember. They didn't try very hard to know. So at the time, what is he talking about? I don't remember. Now, Lemais, if they would have spent a minute and listened to the guy, remember we were standing, oh, yeah, that I remember. That's not called an onus where you really believe it. It's that you simply haven't put in any effort to know it. So that is considered to be a shogeg, and you're not chayev on the shigigah of the shvua. More pshatim we'll see as we go along. So you would be chayev. However, you would be chayev on the zodain, and what would be the which we saw before, what would be the shogeg that you're bringing on, the carbon olavi yore? That would be if you didn't know that there was a chiev of a carbon olav yoreid. So that was what the shogeg would be. But they did know that they were saying a lie when they said they didn't know. So either way, they would be chayev. If they knew for a fact that they didn't say the truth, and they would also be chayev on the shigaga, meaning the shigaga of not realizing that you're chayev the carbon, they would also be chayev as long as what it is that they swore about, they knew they were swearing falsely. But they're not chayev if they really didn't remember. As we said, according to the Ran, they hadn't worked on it, but they didn't remember at the time that they would not be chayev. Umahin chayavim al zedon ha-shvu'ah? And if they made the shvu'ah knowingly to deny knowledge of edus, whatever the case was, but it wasn't a shigaga, what would they be chayev? A carbon ela v'yareid. I think we can still go ahead a little bit, no? Since we wanted to get ahead a little bit. You don't mind? We're okay? A little bit. Minane mile. Okay, so we said that if a woman would make a shvuat ha'idut, she wouldn't be chayevet. So that means that essentially you're telling me that an isha does not have a din of an aid. And I see that Ori is very upset about that. We'll try to placate her with some very important treats. So where does it say that in the Torah? That we will not accept that testimony? The Tana Rabbana. Ve'omdu shnei ha'anashim asher le'mariv lifnei Hashem lifnei ha'kohanim v'ha'shoftim asher yu b'yamim ahim. Who are those shnei ha'anashim? Says the Gemara, that is a reference to Edim. They have to be Anashim. I mean, that's not what the Pasuk seems to be talking about at all. It says Anashim Asher Lahem Ariv. How can you say that means the Edim? Ata Omer Edim? Maybe it means what it seems to be saying. Oinu Ela B'Bal Edinim. But Kishu Omer Asher Lahem Ariv. Whoever the ones that have the Riv, they certainly don't have to be Anashim. So that is the reference to the Balei Adin. They have to be standing there. So why mention that it would be Shnei Anashim? The Shnei Anashim is talking about the Edim that were brought along with the people that were coming to court for the suit, which is Ashalei Amariv. V'im Nafshech Alomar, if you don't like that approach, so then I'll tell you something else. And this one is a proof that you're not going to be able to find any Tainah. Here it says, Shnei Anashim. And later on it says, Alpi Shnei Edim. It isn't really later, but we always say that. Lahalan. Lahalan would mean you know, up there before, after. So in both cases, what does it say? The Shnei, in the case of the Edim. So just like over there, the Shnei, the stress on the Shnei, is in terms of Edim, Afkan Edim. Okay, but what was wrong with your first proof? I mean, it seemed like a good proof to say Asher Lehem Ariv, that's one Akuda, and the Anashim is somebody else. Ah, I'll tell you. Because maybe Otaina, V'chi Tema, you know, Lo Katav, V'Asher Lehem Ariv. I mean, if we're really talking about two different sets of people, shouldn't it have put in above? Shnei Anashim V'Asher Lehem Ariv? So actually, the whole Pasuk might have been referring to the Baalei Binim. And then, because otherwise, I mean, it should have said the Vav. So if you don't like that diuk, so I'll tell you, Ne'mar Kan Shnei, Ne'mar Lahalan Shnei, and therefore it was referencing the Edim and not the Baalei Binim. That absolutely seals it. And then there's another brisa that basically says the same thing. Tanya Idach Ve'omdu Shnei Anashim. Since Davket specifies Anashim, it's referring to the Edim. What makes you say, says the Braita, Atau Mer Edim, Moena Ela Babala Edimim, Amarat, V'chishnayim Bayim Ledin, Shloshayim Bayim Ledin. Why would we be talking about two people? There's no din of two people. Maybe this is some kind of class action suit, you know? So maybe you've got 100,000 people. I mean, why does it say two people? It makes no sense at all. There's no relationship whatsoever between two and suits. So obviously we've got to be referring to a place where two is meaningful. So that's got to be the Edim. The Im Nafshach Alomar continues this brighter also. And if you don't like that, so then I'll show you. It's actually a Xerashova. Nemar kan shnei, v'nemar lalan shnei, malalan beidim, afkan beidim. Just as we said before. And what bothers you about the first drasha that you're going to say in Nafshka Lomar, if you have something bad to say about my drasha? I like that drasha. What's bad about it? Because v'chi tema, maybe it is referring to the Baalei Dinim. And it is not talking about people. When it says Shnei Anashim, it's talking about the two sides of the case, that there have to be present the Toveya and the Nitba. So we have the person who's bringing suit, and we have to have a defendant. Now, I mean, it could be there's hundreds of people involved. That's not the point. The Shnei Anashim are the two sides. So in order to make it clear, no. The Shnei is a reference to Tavke Edim. Ne'mar kan Shnei. V'nemar lahalan shnei, ma lahalan be'edim, avkan be'edim. And we have yet a third brisa, Tanya Yida. V'yomdu shnei anashim. I assert, says the brisa, be'edim akatu medaber. Says who? Atal mer be'edim o eno elo b'ba'le dinim? Does that make sense? Amrit, why would it talk about men? V'chi anashim ba'im ladin, nashim ein ba'ot ladin? Is there any limitation on a woman bringing suit? It sounds ridiculous to insist the two men. As such, sexism is absolutely unacceptable. So how could it be that it says Anashim? But if that's not persuasive, so im nafshach halomar, I'll bring you a xerish of a nemar kan shnei, v'nemar lalan shnei, just like over there, shnei edim, afkan edim. And what exactly could you possibly have said to counter the sexist argument? Mayim nafshach alomar, I could say, b'chi tema, isha lav urcha, mishum kol kvuda bat melech pnima. The truth is that normally the woman would not want to demean herself by actually going in there and arguing and talking as if she's just a plain man or something. So she would have gotten somebody. She would have had a person to represent her that she would have given a harsha'a to. But for her to appear personally in court, I mean, even today, there's people, the women that feel, I don't want to go to court. It's a bizayon for me to appear in the court. So that would be kol kvuda bat melech pnima, and the pasuk would be merames to exactly that idea. If we're talking about the low-class element of arguing in court, it's probably men. So we say, Shnei Anashim, to be merames, that indeed it is not a covet for a woman to be in court. And therefore, we need to bring you the Braita. Nemar kan shnei, v'nemar lahalan shnei, ma lahalan be'edim, av kan be'edim. Tana Rabbana, v'amdu shnei ha'anashim, this is also a mitzvah that the Ba'al Edinim should be standing. So even though we said before, the Ikra Amida is v'amdu shnei ha'anashim is a reference to the Edim, but since it says ha'shalem ariv, it means that the Ba'al Edinim should also be standing. Omer Rav Yehuda, that's not the way I heard it. I was mekabel that shamati from my rabbi, she'im ratzu lahoshivat shneihem moshivim. It's not a din that the Ba'al Edinim are mechuyev to stand the whole time. The only thing is that the shnei anashim should be in the same matzav. That's the point. If the Bezdin wants to sit both of the Ba'al Edinim down, they can sit them. The only thing that's asur is to treat one differently than the other. So ezehu asur, shelo yeh achad omed ve'achad yoshev, or achad medaber kotzor kol ve'achad omer lo katzir dvarecha. So basically, we have to be very careful that the individuals, the litigants, should not feel that we're treating them differently. Because if they feel that we're treating them differently in any way, we're giving one guy a lot of time to speak, doing the other guy, we don't let him speak as much as he wants, or one of them is standing, one of them is sitting. So then they get the feeling that the Bezdin is prejudiced and is only interested in hearing the other guy. Because of that, they won't be able to properly argue their case and present their case in front of the Bezdin. Tana Rabbana. So that means we have a machlokas of Yerushim Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim. Aliba the Chachamim, the Vi'omdu that we had over here in the Braisa, is mechayev that the Ba'al Edinim should be standing the whole time. According to Reb Yehuda, there's no such chiyev, and there's only a din that they have to be treated in the same fashion. So Tana Rabbana, B'tzedek tishpot amitecha. So this idea of B'tzedek tishpot amitecha means that you have to see to it that the way in which the din is conducted is a way that is completely fair. And from there we learn, shelo yeh echad yoshev echad omed, echad medaber kol tzorko, echad omer lo katzer dvarecha, that would not be b'tzedek. So b'tzedek means within an atmosphere of fairness in which everybody feels that they're being treated in the same way. Dovracher, b'tzedek tishbot amitecha, means to judge, not in bezdin, but to judge your friend, the kafschus. Avidanes chaverach lechafschus. If you can figure a way in which you can understand what he's doing, that it isn't bad, and the other way, it seems to you much more reasonable that he's being either evil or he's being bad to you or whatever the issue is, you have a chiev to be done as chaverach lechafschus. Tony Rav Yosef, another chiddush is that b'tzedek, Tishpot Amitecha, that Amitecha is a specific concept of somebody that is like you. What does that mean that is like you? It's not just the idea normal of the Reacha or Chavercha and so on, but it means somebody who is also a Talmud Chochem like you, talking to the Dayan. So, im she'itecha b'torah v'mitzvot, if you have somebody that's on that Mandrega that you are, meaning the same as the Dayan, Yishtadel leduno yofe yofe. So you should be careful to take extra care with the way that you treat him. What does this mean? So Ravula bereit Rabbi Eloi, havilei dina kamei Rabbi Nachman. So once Ravula needed to come to Bezdin, and the dayan in the Bezdin was Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbi Yosef sent a letter to Rabbi Nachman about Ula to tell him that Ula is going to be appearing for him. And you should know, he said to him, Ula Chavirenu is an amit b'torah v'mitzvot. Obviously referring to this drasha. B'tzedek tishpot amitecha. So we just want to present to you our friend Ula, and he is considered to be one of our chabura. So Rav Nachman said to himself, I don't understand. What is he doing over here? L'may shalachli, why did he send me such a letter? Does he expect me to treat Ula differently in the din? It's also to do that. And I can't possibly be machnif to him. So what does it mean? Then he realized, Adar Omar, the meaning of that drosha of amitecha is that lemishre mitigra. What it means is that if there was another din, so the halacha is if you have a din of a Talmud Chacham comes in front of you, and you also have other dinim that are ahead of him in line, the Talmud Chacham comes first. And that's the Lam Mitecha, to be able to give him that special consideration of the value of his Chochma, that he doesn't sit around waiting in your courtroom. Or it could be another interesting thing that it was Nagia. And that is that it might be Nagia Shuda de Dayani. So remember, there's cases where we actually are not able to paskin a din, right? Where we have to actually make a judgment call. It's called Shuda de Dayani. So we don't have enough of a raya one or the other. Let's say we have a contract that was given to two different people on the same day. There's no way to know which one it was. So then remember, we had a machlokas rashi. And Taisvis, the Shuda de Dayani mean that the Dayanim have a right to choose the person that they feel is most ra'ui, or the Shuda de Dayani mean that they have a right to utilize their judgment about what the individual that wrote the contract. There's many cases like that. So, but in any event, if it's an getter of who would be more ra'ui, be able to be zoche in this din, so there it would really be no get to know that it's amitachas yafe, and that should come first. Omar Hula. Anyway, going back to the machlokas between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So, do the Bavli Dinim have to stand, or do they not have to stand? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no chiyuv that they have to stand, it's just that they have to be treated equally. That's true, says Ula, but that's only benogea the Bavli Dinim. When it comes to the Edim, everybody is made a divrei hakor ba'amida, because the main meaning of the amdu shnei anashim, as opposed to asher lehem ariv, that was entirely in terms of the Edim. And there it defines the Edim as being standing. Rav Huna should know that also the machlokes about whether the Bavli Dinim have to stand, that's only binogea shas masa v'matan. When a court is dealing, listening to their tainas, and they're still discussing their tainas, but when it's time to pronounce the din, which is called the Gemara din, the Beis Din has already reached the psak, and now they're about to give over the psak, there divrei hakol, the dayanim, they're supposed to be sitting, and the balei dinim are supposed to be standing. Dechtiv vayeshev Moshe lishpot et ha'am vayamod ha'am amod. So in other words, both of those dinim, at the moment of mishpat, of the Yitzhaz Adin, over there, for sure, the Dayanim are supposed to be sitting, and the Balei Dinim are supposed to be standing. The only machlokas was during the whole process of the din. It could be a few days, and they're not supposed to be standing the whole time. There they can be sitting. So that's one approach to Rav Huna, which means that the makor of the halacha was Moshe Rabbeinu, but there's another approach, the same halacha, but a different makor. Lishnachrina, machloket b'sha'at masa umatan, avu b'sha'at gemara din, divrei hakol, dayanim b'yeshiva, u'balei dinim b'amida. Why is it? Here it's not from that makor. It's a different understanding, which really opens up the issue far better than the first approach, because over here, we learn it out from the fact that the Edim have to be ba'amida. The reason that the Edim have to be ba'amida is because basically this is, as far as the Edim are concerned, the giving over of the actual Edas is the equivalent of the giving over of the Din from the Dayanim. So you see that when we're talking about at that climax, as the climax is the giving over the Edas, they have to be ba'amida. So too, the climax for the Balei Dinim is where the Beis Din is giving over their psak. So therefore, since it says clearly, dechtiv, the amdu shnei anashim, so it makes sense that the shnei Balei Dinim asher lahem hariv, if they are in the same state as the amdu shnei anashim, then they also would be standing. So this makes it very clear the way that there's a smooth transition here in the pasuk between the amdu shnei anashim and the asher lahem hariv. So it's sort of like a slide, it's a very beautiful kind of drasha. Sort of like a slide on a scale in which, if we're talking about to learn out the specific din of anashim. Okay, so that we showed the anashim is a din, obviously, in only in aid. It's not shaykh to say women are not supposed to be able to come to court. I mean, that can't be what it means. On the other hand, the din of amida, bichlau, so that, according to Rav Yehuda, is not specifically a din of Amidah, but nonetheless, even I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda. If we're talking about the moment of the climax of the whole proceedings. So then the Va'amida goes back also on the Eidim, and in a moment similar, vis-a-vis the Balitinim, to that which the Eidus was to the Eidim, then the Ve'omdu would go on both. Shneha Anashim, Asher Le'amariv. Both of them would be Ba'amida. So you see how it is that the distance from the word Ve'omdu actually allows us to have a different understanding about the Anashim, in terms of the Eidim, or about the Asher Le'amariv. The Vita de Ravuna, now Ravuna's wife, had a case that she had to bring to court. And as Rashi says, Ravuna was nifter already, so he couldn't deal with it for her. And even though we said yesterday that it's not a covet for a woman to have to come to court, and normally, of course, Ravuna would have gone. But in this case, he was already nifter, she was alone. So she came into court in front of Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to himself, what am I supposed to do now? Because if I stand up, I'm mechuyev to stand up in front of her. Because eishes chover kechover, I have to stand up in front of my Rebbe's wife. Absolutely. But if I stand up in front of her, so then the other guy that she's here in the suit with, he's going to see that I'm giving her covet, and mistakben tanesid baldina. He's going to say, oh my gosh, look how the guy never saw such a thing. The guy stands up for a woman who walks in. You know, who's going to pay any attention to me? But on the other hand, if I don't stand up in front of her, so then I'll be over a terrible iser. Eishes chover, areyu kechover. How could I not stand up in front of her? So memela, what should I do? Amale l'shame. So he told the person who was being mishamishim, look, what I'm going to do is you go ahead, get this goose, and have it fly into the bezdin just at the moment that she walks in. So it's going to fly at me, so I'm going to get shocked. I'm going to jump up, right? So they'll think I'm jumping up because of the goose. But in reality, I'm jumping up in order to stand up for her, but that it shouldn't be nicker to the baldin that it's for her. So throw it at me. Rishdi aluye, fake, when I'll get up for that. But one second. We said before, Omar Mar, that was what Ravuna said. Machlokas b'shas masim v'matar. Of a b'shas gemar din, divrei hakol dayanu b'yeshiva, u'baladinim b'amida. So at the moment of the din, so how in the world are you going to be able to be showing the, at that moment, I mean, the halacha is that they have to stand, you have to sit. So what do we do if we have to be mechabed the Eisha Shaver, and it's not right that we should be sitting in front of her? On the other hand, I'm not allowed to stand up either. So what should I do? So the Yasif commander Shuri Masane. So what he should do is he should sit partially. In other words, as if he's bending over to take off a shoe. And as he is in that position where he's not mamish sitting, but he's not mamish standing either. So he's showing like a level of kavod. And he says, Ish ploni ata zakai, Ish ploni ata chayav. Omar Rabba Baravuna, Aitzur b'mirabon of Amoretz, the Yisrael Din of Adi Adadei. If you have an Amoretz and a Talmud Chochem coming to din together, so what do? The Talmud Chochem has to be given the cover to sit down. So, Misvina Leilitzur b'mirabon. But since he has to sit down, so we can't insist that the Amoretz stand up, because then we're not treating them fairly. We said before, but tzedek tishpot amitecha means they both have to be treated the same way. The Amoretz, it will be the statement tanase. He'll feel nobody's paying attention to me. So we have to say to the Amoretz also, please sit down. Now, if he doesn't want to sit down, because he's embarrassed to sit down and he realizes that the Talmud Chacham is being given kavod, so then fine, it doesn't matter if he decides on his own that he should stand up. But he at least has to know that we are certainly going to be giving him the same consideration, despite the fact that the other person is the Talmud Chacham, we're giving him, the Amoretz, the same consideration. Rav Bar Sharvia, Havi Leidina Kamidur of Baal Pam. So Rav Bar Sharvia was a big Talmud Chacham, and he had a din in front of Rav Papa. So, of course, Rav Papa had him sit down. And, of course, as the halacha is, he told the other person, who was not a Talmud Chacham, he said to him, you should also sit down. Comes along the shlichah of Edina, and he gives the guy a kick in the rear, as if a chutzpanyak sitting down gives him a kick and the guy gets up, right? And Rav Papa didn't say again to him, no, sit down, sit down. How is that possible? How could Rav Papa not tell him, sit down again? Now the guy is going to feel that he's not being treated the same way that the other one is. Omer Rav Papa, no, he will not think that. Because what he's going to think to himself is, look, the Dayan Rav Papa, he gave me the honor of telling me to sit down. This guy, you know, the Shlichahu, the Lo Mefayis Minoi, you know, he said, one of these bureaucrats, you always got to pay them off or tell them to show them that they're choshev, you know. So I didn't show him enough chashivas, so he kicks me in the rear. He doesn't like me, Lo Mefayis Minoi. I don't care what he thinks. What's important is what the Dayan thinks. Yomer Rabba Baravuna. If there's a Talmud Chacham who is going to be in a din together with an Am HaOretz, then even though this Talmud Chacham is in this Beis HaMidrash all the time, he should be careful not to sit down near the Dayan, because when the Am HaOretz walks in and sees him near the Dayan, he's going to think that he was conversing with him about the din, and he was presenting his tainas before this guy walked in, and that would be terrible. It would be mirzik about the Saturday Ludine. It would look like he is, it's a mamish and isser, we're going to see later on, and it's an isser gomor to say over your tainas in front of the Dayan before the other person is there. So in order to avoid that misunderstanding, he shouldn't even sit down. But lo amar delok v'leidne, this is only if he doesn't have a normal time in which he sits and learns with this Dayan. If he has a Seder with this Dayan at this time every day, so then if it's v'leidne, less number, we don't worry about that, because everybody knows that this is the time that he's learning with him. He's not going to think that he's being besader, his time is. Meimar amar b'netari, he is obviously involved with his chavrusa, his rebbe. Let's say Talmud Chacham knows Eidos. And Zila Bamil Silamezil Vedayana, the Zutter in Eila Sudekame. He's called to court in front of a Dayan that, I mean, he's a much greater Talmud Chacham, this Dayan. It's not a fik Veda that he should be sitting there and answering questions to this guy who's basically a kid. And it's like to him, it's a Talmud and it isn't nice. He's not b'chuyev to go. Lo lezo. Why? Because remember that even when it comes to, if a Talmud Chacham has money, even he finds money that belongs to another person, he's not b'chuyev to give it back in terms of Hashavas HaVeda, even if it's not l'fi k'veda, for him to go walk around picking up things and giving it back. So we learn that out from the Pasek, v'italamta. That is, pa'amim sh'atam italim. There are times when it's a zokin sh'alom in l'fi k'veda. So you see that the Torah says that the inyanim of momenus, to be able to give somebody back his momen, a koshken, to be made, and maybe you'll get momen out of the edus, it's not mechay of him to be mezalzel in his covet. Omer Rav Shisha Bereda Ravida, yeah, well, obviously. That is part of the Etzem Mishnah that says, Matzah Saka Kupa. A guy finds a box full of money, even. It's not his derech to bend down in the street, and it's a lack of covet for him. I mean, you can imagine such situations would be mamash as zilusa for a person bent down. I mean, but, you know, what are you doing? You don't have anything better to do. I raise the lo yitol. It's not mechuyev to pick it up. But of course, this is only nogei hanimili b'mamayna. This is only where he has to appear in front of that Dayanu Zutermine in a monetary case. So over there, he's not mechuyev to see to it that the other person should be marviach momain on the basis of his testimony, the same way he's not mechuyev to give back the actual money if he finds it lying in the street. Avobi Isura, if it had to do with something that has to do with this v'heter, so let's say he knows that a particular woman's husband is alive and the court thinks that the husband is dead, they're going to paskin that she's allowed to remarry. There's Mechuyev, of course, has to run to Besdin and make sure that he gives over any information that is going to change the din that's again Isser. Why? Ein chokhma ve'ein tvuna, ve'ein etza, neneged Hashem. So anything that has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rod saying, there's no such thing as saying it's not lefi kvodi. Kol makom sheyesh bo chilul Hashem, ein chokin kvod l'rav. We don't care what it is, how bad it makes the Talmud Chacham looks. What's important is that the Ratzon Hashem and the Chiyuv HaTorah should be mitkaymot. Rav Yemar, have a yodeleis ahadus lamarzut. So Rav Yehmar knew some Eders on behalf of Mar Zutra, and Rav Yehmar came to Amemar, and Amemar was the dayan. So Amemar said that everybody should sit down, because he had to be mechabed Mar Zutra. So he told Mar Zutra's the person that was suing him, also to sit down, like we said, that you have to give them the same treatment. So he told them to all of them to sit down. So Rav Ashi said to Amemar, but I thought that Ula said it's only Machlokas Babali Dinim. Here we're talking about Yadala Sahadusa. Sahadusa was never an issue. We were always talking about the Bali Dinim have to be treated this way. But when it came to knowing Edus, I mean, that's like a Feferish Mitzvah in the Torah, the Amdush Neha Anashim. So I don't understand. How are you telling Rav Yehmar to sit down if he's the aid? You can't do that. Because Be'edim, everybody, Divrei HaKol Ba'amida, said Amemar, oh, you're absolutely right. It's a mitzvah saseh. You know what? But so is Kovod HaTorah mitzvah saseh. So both of them are mitzvah saseh. So hayaseh v'hayaseh. Which mitzvah saseh is more choshev? The essay of Kovod HaTorah or the essay of Amdu Shnei Anashim? Obviously, Kovod HaTorah is more important. So even b'nogea this halacha of Edus, where we don't have the dinner, but tzedek tishpot amitecha. But there's also halacha of Kovod, and the Mela, I also applied the same din. If it's not for Amdu Shnei Anashim, then they should be the same. So if one of them is B'yeshiva, then the other one should be B'yeshiva too. But it's a completely different reason. It's not because of B'tzedek Tishpot HaBitecha, obviously.